right, hello everybody, and welcome to the show. I gotta turn up everyone else's microphones here. There's like 95. Whoa, that was really loud for everybody.
Se habla español.
Your mom's español. Yes, anyway.
How would you know?
Because I saw her last night. You can call the show anytime you want. 201-793-SHOW. 201-793-7469. Still haven't paid the bill yet, though. So it doesn't work today. But when I pay the bill.
Come on.
Yeah, when I really actually, when I start paying the bill, you'll be able to call that number. But until then, you can also just email us, theshow@duo.com, DEWOH.com. That's our email address. And we check that pretty much every day. And we read your reader letters on the mail, on the air, on the mail.
On the mail.
Okay. Today on the show, we got a fairly large show.
Large.
I was about to say big, like I did on that one show, but it's not that big. Luke's going to call Spain today.
Yay.
Sarah's got a game for us. I've got a game for us. We're going to announce a new duo show, talk about Kid Craddock ripping us off, a whole bunch of stuff like that.
Somebody should be pretty fun. I say that the biggest piece of news would be the shirt that you're wearing.
What color is your mic, Sarah?
My mic is green.
Okay. Yes. Why is my shirt so cool?
Because it's got Chuck Norris on it, and you should share that with our audience.
Okay.
I said you should share it.
Just shared it, though. It's got Chuck Norris on it.
But you
got
to read the punchline.
What's it say?
There's nothing to fear but Chuck himself.
That's
and
true.
He's punching you.
Yes.
Like this. With his beard. Punches don't mean as much unless you have a beard, I've decided.
Yeah. You have to have a beard to be intimidating.
My favorite Chuck Norris joke is the one where it says Chuck Norris has decided to can his pee. We know it now as Red Bull.
That's
a pretty good one.
I like that.
I've never heard that one before.
That's cool.
What was that?
Chuck Norris is going to be a bit on our show tomorrow.
That's awesome. Chuck Norris is also going to be on the newest episode of the Gangster Indian next month.
He's our newest celebrity friend.
He's getting involved with Duo.
Yeah. Chuck Norris is going to be our newest sponsor. This segment brought to you by Chuck Norris. Don't piss him off. There you go.
That's pretty,
if you don't listen to the show, Chuck Norris will kill you. So people watching live, you probably noticed that the camera's from a different angle.
We like to mix it up.
I think we're going
to
try it this way for a show because, you know, I wasn't really liking that angle because you couldn't really see everybody all the time. So I'm going to try it this way and we'll see what happens. Well, Brian also forgot the tripod, but that has nothing to do with anything because I was going to try it over there with the tripod. But we'll see what happens. So if we don't like it, send us emails. And if you do like it, send us emails and tell us what you think. But if you want to watch the show live via stream video, we do it every Saturday at 2 o'clock Central Time. And you can get there at duo.com, DEWOH.com/the show/live. And you can watch us
taste
do the show
delicious.
Live. And it's not a chunky stream today. It's very
I'm
clear.
Chunky.
It's a very clear stream. So,
creamy.
I don't know what we should start with. I don't know if I should start the show by getting mad at my good friend, Mr. Kid Craddock, or if I should talk about Colby and Coton show.
Coton.
Yes. Matthew, quit taking those things apart.
Start with Kid
Put it
Craddock.
Down.
So
lock
much
it up.
Fun.
No more.
It's disturbing to me. He takes them apart like he's working on building a gun out of it or something.
It makes too much noise, and you're too distracted by it, so just put it together and then put it away.
I know it spins, and spinning things are lots of fun.
Matthew,
and it's shiny.
Matthew. Hook it back up.
There we go.
Hook it back up.
I don't want to hold the mic like this.
You got to hook it back up. Not everybody wants to hold the mic like that. I'm going to turn your microphone off, and you hook it up, okay?
It's okay, little boy.
It's all right. Just hook it back
we
up.
We can take our toys apart, but we can also put them back together.
Yes, and then never take them apart again. Because that's what we like to do.
Daddy paid good money for that toy.
Yes, I did. I had to kill many people.
He's like the kid. He's like the kid that sticks cookies in the VCRs.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know any kids
do
Actually, I was the kid that stuck like makeup brushes and all that other stuff inside like the rewinder and
if a kid ever sticks something inside my expensive electronic device, they will have no head. I will rip their head off.
In that case, we can never have children.
I know.
Me and Eli were downstairs in my house last night watching Transformers, and my TV blew up. Not like exploded, but like the inside of a fuse or something like blew up.
Seriously?
And it was
are
like,
you serious?
It was like in between turning on and turning off.
Did it like work?
Like every
Does it
like
still work?
Second. No.
Did it get a new HDTV?
Did it start smoking?
Yeah, no,
then?
That's what I told my dad.
It'd be nice, yeah.
Yeah, it started smoking.
That's hilarious.
And
oh my
god. And it smelled like burnt electronics.
Well, you know, maybe your TV is a transformer.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Or my favorite idea that the devil really does live in our TV.
It could be.
Yeah. I've heard him whisper.
You do watch a lot of America's Next Top Model on that piece of crap.
Oh, nice.
I've watched a single episode because you won't let me, a big hog.
That's because they stink.
Well, just pretty much like when we called Italy last episode.
Yeah.
Oh. That one
you know who watches America's Next Top Model? Italians.
Italians.
Yes, we've already been through this once. I say it idly, so I'm allowed to say Italians. Suck on it. Okay?
That's I don't know if it's really tangible enough for me to suck on.
Okay, let me get to Mr. Kid Craddock here.
All crazy.
Back on what day was it? It was September 8th. We did a show. That's over a month ago, if you remember. And we did this little song because a couple weeks before, Lucas had his birthday party on a Friday. And the next show, he was still hanging out and Sarah went to go fetch him for the show. And he was running very late and kind of got lost in the mall and didn't listen. And, you know, that's all news. It's all in the past now.
All Eli's fault.
But, you know, in order to make it up to Sarah, he wrote a song for her to the tune of Hey There, Delilah. And it was Hey There, Sarah. And the chorus went, oh, it's what I did to you. Okay? It was a very clever song that Lucas wrote in a day, and we recorded in a day, and we put on the air. That's the kind of quality that we like to do.
Yes, indeed.
Now, last week on Kid Craddock's show, October 15th to be exact, Mr. Kid Craddock has a person on his show named JC who has a girlfriend named Kinsey, and she had a birthday. Well, guess what song they used to sing Happy Birthday, Kinsey?
Fergalicious?
No.
Oh.
It was Hey There, Delilah. I know, isn't that amazing?
The outrage.
And if you don't believe me, guys, listen to this right here.
Here's a special song for Kinsey.
Aww.
To the tune of Plain White Tees. Hey There, Delilah. Man. Here we go.
Don't laugh at him.
I'm sorry.
Shannon's crying.
Serious case of deja vu here.
Hey there, Miss Kinsey. You deserve a happy birthday with your awesome smile and big blue eyes. I could never get much better. It's all you. No one's as beautiful as you.
He rhymed you with you.
That's
he
did.
Hey there, Miss Kinsey. Orient. You're right there within an instance. When I get down on myself, you are always there to listen. I close my eyes.
It's beautiful.
And when they open, you're my surprise.
You have to hold out to the end of this
awkward.
One.
Touch my thighs, because they tickle. Oh, happy birthday, kids. Oh, happy birthday, kids.
Now, kids, going to stop it here.
Oh, happy birthday, kids.
I don't mean to spoil this, but every girl in the studio is crying. I can't believe this. All right, let's go.
Oh, gosh.
They can suck my big, round, 10-pound testicles.
You, however, gave them permission to use it in your content, so you can't really want it.
There. There's the people on his show. Now watch this, okay? You know, just a month and a half earlier, amazingly, this happened. Here's a Lucas's apology song. The name of this song is Hey There, Sarah. Here it is. Oh my God!
Wow.
Same
song. Sounds so similar. I wonder if it's made by the same people.
Hey there, Sarah, what's it like waiting at the mall? I'm 100 feet away, but girl, I'm retarded and didn't say to you.
I don't believe any of us cried, actually.
We did, it's so beautiful.
No, we too. I cried on the inside because it sucks so bad.
Now, you know, just for fun. I'm gonna do something interesting. You ready for this? I'm gonna play them at the same time. Okay? Now, Mr. David Craddock has won a Marconi Award for excellence in broadcast, and I've been doing this for like 7 years on a local crappy radio station here in Wichita, and then started doing it freelance in my bedroom probably about 2 years ago. Okay? Marconi Award winner Kid Craddock with entrepreneur Seth Neiman.
Here's a special
Here's a
song
Lucas's
for Kinsey.
Apology oh. song. To the, tune of the name of this Tees. Song oh. is oh. Hey There, Sarah. Here it is.
Don't laugh at him.
I'm sorry.
It's pretty amazing the timing that us radio people have, isn't it?
It is indeed.
Hey there, Sarah, really what's it like?
I wonder if we tried to cram the same bit into the exact same time frame!
Wow.
That is hilarious. Wow.
That's really, yeah, that's funny.
That now, this isn't the up. Only time that this has happened. Kids played Sarah's Harry Potter clips.
That'd be me.
He's played them on the
My
show
five
before.
Seconds of fame.
Yeah, and he's talked about Lucas. Oh, you know, this would be the first time we've mentioned this on our show.
Ooh.
About the time that you sent Kiss.
Shut up! No! No!
Smooch, smooch, lick. To my dad instead of his girlfriend.
Yeah, and Kid mentioned that on the air. Not by name, you know, didn't mention it was Lucas, but he did mention it. So, you know, it's just, It's interesting.
Cut out the lick because the lick's like all.
You know, I don't mind because sometimes we inadvertently steal things from Kid Craddock. Like I got all my, I got all the Britney Spears songs from him. You know, because he gets advanced copies and crap like that. And I've known him since the ZFM days, and it just happens like that. But you know, this is a little too just. You know, it's a little too coincidental.
Here's a special
Lucas's
song for
apology song.
To the tune of
the name of this song is "Hey There, Sarah." Here it is.
Here we go.
Amazing, isn't it?
Don't laugh at him.
And we did it a month and a half before. There's no way I could have planned that.
They did it in octave.
They did it October 15th.
What just happened?
Wow.
What just happened?
I don't know. I think the power just went out.
No, it's still recording.
Oh, no.
What happened?
Lucas is knocking the power thing. It's all
good. Good job.
It's all good. All
right.
Because I have the computer plugged into a backup after the last time that happened.
Thank God.
So the monitor just turned off, which scared me, but actually didn't affect anything. You didn't hear anything for a little bit there. But anyway, so yeah. Just thought I'd bring that to everyone's attention.
We were like, what happened?
Well, anyway, you can listen to the show in one place online anytime you want, and you can listen to Kid Craddock in the Morning, syndicated in over 50 markets in the morning. So there you go. And you get the same crappy bits on both.
Amen.
What is the deal? He's stealing from us. No, I'm just joking. I love you, Kid. It's okay, Mr. Dave.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. He's a good guy. But... he likes to pretend he's poor when he's not, but, you know, that's beside the point. Just to let everybody know that when I pretend that I'm poor, I really am.
Definitely.
He should you know, share some of his poorness with us. I'd really like to be as poor as he is.
Yeah, me too. Exactly. I could use a couple of your Porsches, that kid. I would be okay with that, you know, just letting you know. But anyway, so, what was that?
You can see Matt's butt in the camera.
Matthew, please pull
on
your pants.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I'm never going to be on the front page again. Our entire career is now over. I just got done talking about how good we are, and then Matthew's mooning everybody through the entire segment.
Poor Matt. He's just so used to his butt hanging.
I know. Just be glad that Ustream feed is not in high definition right now. Otherwise, you would see a utopia
someone's
of microorganisms growing down there. Okay. So, why Matthew, speaking of you, would you please hand off your microphone to Colton so we can introduce their new show? Hello, Colton. You've never been on the show here.
No.
But you do a show with Colby, who everyone knows.
Yeah. You're blocking the view of me.
Pretty much they've been doing a show for how long have you guys been doing a show together?
Not
just the show you're doing now, but just a show together. Probably like, what, 3 or 4 months?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they've been doing a show, and they originally started doing it over cell phones, and it sounded really bad, but it was still funny. And then they got a sound system because apparently Colby struck gold all of a sudden and got all this new equipment. And so...
Oh, he's had that forever.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay. Anyway, and so they started to do a show, and it was still funny, and then Lucas went and guested on it, and I guested on it last week, and
is
so...
Is that how you call it? You guested?
Guested.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's like the... it's technically a guest appearance.
That's funny. You guested.
But guested is how I say it. And,
I like that word.
Is that jargon?
It's jargon. I'm sorry. Jargon. I'll try to refrain from jargon.
I like jargon.
Okay.
I especially like your jargon.
Sounds like a Star Wars character.
Can I...
Beware of the jargon!
Can I taste your jargon?
No, you cannot. Okay. So, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. And so, over the past probably couple weeks, up to a month, we've been talking about getting their show on Duo and everything. And we had a big meeting last night, which everybody enjoyed thoroughly. Woo! Except for Whitney, who showed up right at the very end.
I know. I'm sorry.
Poor Whitney. She was very depressed. But basically, we got onto things. So, we're here to announce that on November 3rd, I'm going to double check that date right now, just to make absolutely sure that it's really November 3rd. And it is. No, it's not. It'll be November 6th. That'll be the first date that they will have a show out. It'll be a Tuesday. We're going to release their show probably every Tuesday. November 6th will be their first show. It's the Colby and Colton show. And Seth and Brian fans, you'll love it because
yes,
that's exactly what it's
hilarious.
Like. It's basically going to be the replacement for Seth and Brian.
And we're going to try and make it longer, too.
Yeah, and they're going to do it as long as they want. They still have complete freedom. You can get all their old shows at the URL he mentioned last week. We don't need to mention that anymore because it won't work in a couple weeks. But you can get it at duo.com/... I don't know what the URL is going to be. But it'll be on Duo.com, and you'll find it there when it's up. But it won't be up till November 6th, so just thought I would announce that and let you guys maybe talk a little bit about your show, and if you have anything really special to say about it, say it now. Otherwise, just whatever.
Like you said, it's just like about Seth and Brian, and I got most of the bits from that.
Yeah.
And we have, like, hopefully weekly guests. If not, we're sorry if we're boring. So.
You know, you don't always need weekly guests, because there was one episode in the 22 episodes that we did on Seth and Brian where we didn't have any guests.
Yep.
And me and Brian thought it was the worst episode ever created in the history of
mankind.
And everyone loved it. and we never understood, because here's what happened on this episode, okay? Here's the first hour and a half of the show. So how was your day, Brian? It's pretty good. Didn't do much, you know. We went to went to church.
Sorry.
I don't know what that.
In case anybody was looking, a demon just emerged out of Matthew's soul.
I don't know what happened.
And he made those terrifying faces.
And then he laughed really strangely. I really hope that got picked up, because it was frightening. That was scary.
That was awesome.
Wow, sorry. But yeah. We didn't need to talk about
this. And then in the last half hour, Brian got his hair cut on the air. That's the kind of stuff you can expect from the Colby and Colton show.
Yep.
Yep. So that's their show. It's going to be premiering on Duo
but
in November.
Neither one of them have a Jufro like Brian did. I think everyone just enjoyed the Jufro.
Yeah, but then he shaved his head.
I know.
He only had it till November, and then he shaved it off.
It was sad.
Do you think he would have stayed if he kept his Jufro?
Well, as you say that again, I had your microphone turned off.
Do you think he would have stayed if he kept the Jufro?
Probably not.
No.
I don't think he likes his curly hair, honestly.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't. He always like makes it all flat and stuff.
Yeah.
And he thinks.
If you got a Jufro, you should live with your Jufro.
He's not a Jew, Sarah.
I know, but that's
you can't have a Jufro if you're not a Jew.
You can.
No, that's like saying a black man with an afro has a Jufro.
No, because they're black. But if you're white and you have a fro, it's called a Jufro. That's what it is.
Oh.
Okay. Like men.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway. Well, that's their show. Yes. Anything else you guys want to say?
Colton.
I think it's really funny, personally.
Well, thank you.
You guys will have
Sarah, you're not Colton. Be quiet.
I'm just
you're not Colton. Oh.
You can keep talking, Sarah.
Colton can.
Lucas, shut up before I rape you.
I'll rape your mom.
I was just going to say you're going to have a lot of girl fans because you both are
super hot,
attractive young men.
That
you wave to the women that are watching you right now.
I'm back here.
you'll get lots of fan mail saying that they want to have your babies.
Yep.
Yep.
And then they'll feel awkward when you
that
tell
happens.
Them
just
that
just like Lucas.
It should be strange. All right, well anyway, thanks Colton. Yep. Give the microphone back to Demon now. Oh my god. That is extremely frightening. Okay, well.
That's not as frightening as my laugh in the Demon.
That is exactly. A very scary laugh also, I agree.
Yeah, you should tell him how you've been working on a rap and really just got sidetracked by the Demon.
Yeah, we were working on Whitney's rap and I was tuning the beat, making it sound a lot better than it did. And I've discovered this thing in GarageBand where you can make yourself into a demon while I was making beats. And so I definitely turned this thing on, and then for like the next 2 hours, we just messed around and made demon voices. And Whitney seriously sounds like the devil.
I about pee my pants from laughter so much.
It was extremely frightening.
I about pee my pants out of fear. So
yeah, see, everyone's frightened of me now because they think I'm the devil, and it's really sad.
You are the devil, but it's okay.
I also dyed my hair. Everyone dyed it red.
It's a beautiful, sexy, luscious red.
It's called it's called blood red. They actually used the blood of a small goat.
It's not like actually blood red, though. It's more like an actual red color, like a natural red. It's not like black man or black woman red like AJ calls it, that he dyed his hair. But no one's seen that yet because he hasn't been on the show since he dyed his hair. Has he? Wait, maybe he was. Was he on the episode?
It was only
a little bit. He hadn't actually permanently dyed it.
He was on Whitney's and Mine with his hair, though.
Yeah.
Our show.
That's right.
Cosplay?
What? Okay, so... I think we should do the celebrity guessing game now.
Let's do it.
Just because it'll be fun. Now, the celebrity guessing game. We've only played this once, and we played it as like, you know, an experiment, not a real thing to do, because I want to see how well it would work and how good you guys would do. So I picked a few easy ones.
Awesome.
I've got a couple of easy ones and ones that are really hard.
Sweet.
So I don't have these named. That way Lucas can't cheat.
Dang it.
Because he can see the computer.
I have a question.
Yes.
So how are we going to, do we just have to blurt out the name and whoever blurts it out first?
Yes.
Names? Okay, super cool.
So the first person to say it wins a prize. What was that? What?
Colton wants to play.
Colton, you can play too. You don't need a mic to play this game. Eli, you can also play if you really want to.
If he shouts it out, I'll give him the mic and he can say it again.
Exactly.
I bet you could probably pick him up if he shouts.
Oh, probably here.
Okay.
He can lounge over here with us ladies.
Yeah.
All lounge.
He's going to play like something of them talking.
I'm going to explain it right now. I'm going to play a celebrity during an interview and you'll hear their voice. And based off their voice, you've got to pick out who says or who it is that's saying that stuff. Okay? Now, I have 9 of them here. So there's a chance to get 9 points and sweep everyone. Mm. Now, obviously, I can't play, but you know.
Thank God.
Yeah.
So maybe I could win.
Yeah,
maybe.
Colby came so
but
close
some of
to
these
winning
are,
last
but
week.
These are all, there's going to be some that no one's going to know, but you do know them. You're just not going to recognize them. And there's going to be some that everyone's going to know. And then there's going to be some that you know, but you don't get, and you're going to be mad that you didn't get them.
That's true.
So let's just start with the first one. This one, is probably going to be one of those ones that you might not get right away, but you really should know.
Someone keeps calling me for some reason, and it's making me mad.
Maybe your sister died or something.
Uh-oh. My sister?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe your parents just found out you had a sister and she died.
Ah. Right. Celebrity number one. Here we go.
We start with Tony Hopkins' character, Bill Parrish, who successful businessman.
Is that Brad Pitt?
Sarah got it.
Woo!
Oh, man. Brad Pitt is the correct.
I heard his sexy voice calling me.
Yes. Mm. That's exactly what it was his sexy voice. Okay. Are we ready for the next one?
You know, she's, to be honest with you, like many women in their 30s, you know, she's just looking for Mr. Right. She wants to know what's
exactly
going to happen to her for the rest of her life
Emma
and
Thompson.
With no. What person.
What? It isn't?
It is not. Who Sarah, is you're not allowed to play for the next round now.
Oh, fine.
I mean, continuing. You can't guess again.
You know, she's, to be honest with you, like really many women in their 30s, you know, she's just looking for Mr. Right.
An
she wants
English
to know
woman.
What's going to happen to her for the rest of her life and with
Does
what
someone
person.
Know? Right answer. Does anyone know? Who
think?
Who is it?
Oh, isn't she?
I don't know.
Oh, the woman who played the woman on
the woman.
On Stranger Fiction.
No, that's Emma
who,
Thompson.
I know who it is now.
Who?
Can I say it to someone else?
Is
Kate
anyone
Winslet?
Else now? Otherwise, we're gonna give it to Sarah.
I don't know her
Kate
name.
Winslet.
That's right. It's Kate Winslet.
But
I'm not giving you a point
it.
For
I'm
that.
I'm so
though.
Sad.
But that's who it was. Okay, number three.
Sort of half suspecting no one would be there, and we thought that would actually be funny.
Because Conan O'Brien.
There you go. Whitney got that.
That is right.
That's funny.
I couldn't hear his voice very clearly.
Right. You're wearing headphones.
Shut up!
Monitors. You should have known that one. Okay, here we go again.
Well, I spend a lot of time making sure I'm spending my time on the right things.
This
technology helps a lot. You know, when my kids go to bed, I write long emails.
No one's going
to
know this one.
On weekends, I can go from, you know, playing Zoom on Xbox Live to going up and writing
think
some
this is not an actor.
Paper
this is
about
a celebrity.
Bill Gates.
Software strategy.
Lucas got it.
What? Whoa. What?
I listen what? To a lot of keynotes.
That's right.
Wow.
That is Bill Gates. Congratulations, Lucas. I'm proud of you for your geekdom.
Don't applaud
Next
him.
One.
What was great is like the nature of our
Will Smith.
There you go.
Comedic
Whitney
relationship.
Got that one too.
That's right.
Man, that sucks.
Right.
Whitney is now taking the lead. She's the only one with 2 points.
Good job.
Beware. All right. Next one.
It was fun. I mean, as an actor, I've never played a bad guy before. There are no
rules. Tober Grace.
Man, Whitney is killing it.
Whitney is killing
that one
all
is one.
Of us.
That's one that I thought would
that?
Be hard.
Who's that?
That was Topher Grace.
I don't know who.
Oh my God.
What that playing? 70s show.
Oh, dear.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, number seven.
Well, I mean, with this movie and with this character, it was really about
Lucas got it. Was Elijah Wood. Lucas is now in second place. Sarah.
I knew that.
Shouldn't have missed Kate Winslet.
I know.
You'd
really
be right
sad.
Up there with Lucas right now, but man. Okay, number eight.
It isn't good.
This
no, I used to write a letter to the fairies every Saturday night, and my mother still has it.
Is it a movie star?
Yes. I'm going to give you guys a clue, okay? Vampires.
It isn't good.
The girl
no,
from
I used
Underworld.
I used to write a letter to the fairies every Saturday
name.
Night.
Oh,
and
Uma Thurman.
And my mother
no.
still has it.
Uma Thurman.
No.
Oh, I don't
dear
know.
Dear fairies, does that
it's a weird name.
Eli knows.
Eli does know.
What's her name?
I can't remember her last name.
Well, that doesn't help. What's her first name?
Kate.
That's right. Kate Beckinsale.
Beckinsale.
I'll give that
man.
Point to Eli because no one else is going to get it. All right. Number nine.
Let's
last
one.
Colby. This Colby and Colton and Matthew. This is your last chance to get on the board. Here we go. And you guys should get this one. This one's easy.
I don't know. No, we wrote
Adam
it. That
God dang it.
All right.
Nice.
Well, that's great because now we have a tie between Whitney and Lucas.
Oh, no. What do you do?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have an extra. So, congratulations.
Oh, man. No, you got to do a tiebreaker.
Maybe,
you
we, can
come
do,
up
maybe
with
we can do a championship thing next week.
What am I supposed to do? I can't.
Play like a song and see who can guess it first.
We have to come up with a tiebreaker.
I'll look.
Britney, bitch.
There, Whitney got it.
All right, Whitney wins.
Not
fun
win.
Ball.
We were doing movies.
You should have
movies and celebrities.
You should do a SmackDown for him next week.
That is a.
I don't even know what that's called,
CSI.
But it's a scary movie.
The Omen.
No,
thing.
It's The Omen.
That's The Exorcist. You guys are all terrible.
Plunging my mind with bad information.
You're all terrible at that.
Wow.
Good Lord. Okay, ooh. Lucas, to make up for it, though, make up for your loss, you can now call Spain.
Yeah!
Are you ready to call Spain now?
Spanish!
I have five places in Spain. I have... How many hotels? No, I have four places in Spain. Sorry, two hotels and two restaurants. One of these restaurants is Yum Restaurants Espanada. Okay.
What?
Hold on, Lucas. What? One of these restaurants is Yum Restaurants Espanada. Now, Yum Restaurants in America is Taco Bell and Pizza Hut and KFC. That's Yum Foods, and I don't know if it's the same thing or not. And then we're also, the other restaurant we have is the Thai Gardens. Because I thought it would be funny to call a Thai restaurant in Spain. And then we have Hotel High Tech Clipper and the Best Western in Madrid.
Nice.
So, we will.
That was an amazing catch, by the way.
Thank you. So, we will now. What do you want to call first? The Thai restaurant, the Yum restaurant, the Hotel High Clipper, or the Best Western?
Let's call that Yum restaurant first.
Okay. It was like, hola, like I didn't know that. Como se habla inglés? Do you speak English? Como te llama?
What's up?
Dienda es albaño.
No, it's donde es.
You're only
going to
need these phrases. You ask
Where's
if
the
they
bathroom?
Can, okay. You ask if you can speak English at first. Right. If they say no or whatever they say in Spanish, nay or whatever, then you read some of these random phrases down here, okay?
No.
Then you read some of those random phrases down there. Right. So, we're going to call the Thai Gardens first. 915-778-884. That's the weird phone numbers in Spain.
Can
and their country
like,
code
can
is...
Can I say, like, hola?
You certainly can.
You should call him baby after everything you say.
Hey, hola, baby.
Baby.
Hola, baby.
Hey, baby.
No cuelgue, por favor. Le atenderemos en breve.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Hello?
Hi, Karen. Please hold. Your call will be built shortly. Thank you.
I don't know what's going on. Look, they can only hear you, by the way.
Okay.
Anyone understand this gibberish?
I think they're saying that this...
Buenas noches.
Hola.
Hola.
¿Se habla inglés?
Buenas noches.
Okay, that means no.
Mi hermano es muy sexy.
Muy sexy.
She hung up. Thanks a lot, jerk.
Dang it.
Jerk off.
With people hanging
up. If someone called me and spoke to me in broken English at my business, that would be awesome. I wish that would happen in real life. The Thai Gardens, man. Those Chinese, they're never polite, even if they live in Spain.
You probably called her sexy and offended her, so she hung
up. Well, what was with the ring before they picked up?
I don't
know. Anyone understand that?
Instructing me to say some sort
I don't know
thing.
What that
Might
was.
Like the operator.
All right, now we're going to call the Best Western. Well, that's what I thought. Maybe it was a wrong number, but it was a different voice, and if it's an operator, it's the same
it
voice.
Like
now we're gonna call the best.
Girl.
We're gonna call the Best Western. Here we go, Matthew. That was really loud. Thank you.
I apologize.
There's a ring that we know.
Whoa.
Everybody, be quiet.
Best Western, Hotel Carlos Quinto. Buenas tardes.
Hola.
Hola.
¿Se habla inglés?
Hola.
¿Se habla inglés?
Sí.
This is the Best Western, correct? Hello? Hola?
Did he hang out?
Still there.
Hola?
He's probably finding someone.
I don't know what's going on right
English.
Now.
Oh, yeah, that might be it.
Tu tiembros
oh, that could be it, you're right.
Well,
awesome.
Yo tengo ojos 38.
I don't. We're still connected right now. I don't know.
Start saying some more stuff. So when they pick it,
my penis is very large.
That is not how you say that.
No, no, no.
Tú tienes boca grande.
I don't know if we should stay here any longer.
Feliz cumpleaños.
I have 38 eyes.
Yeah, what is with that one?
No.
Nope, now he hung up.
Aww. What losers.
I wonder why they hung up for. They're not very nice there.
Maybe they put me on speakerphone for everybody here.
Maybe.
That would have been awesome.
Maybe that's exactly
I
what
just
touched
the Listen heart. To this stupid American.
All right, now, was that supposed to be your Spanish accent there, Matthew?
Because I definitely heard
no
like,
idea.
Some form of French.
Now we are going to call Yum Restaurants España.
What is it?
You should ask if there are young men there. Be like, do young men serve you at this restaurant?
It says it's ringing, so maybe it's going to be one of those phones where they just pick up.
I'll pick your mom up.
It's not nice.
I don't understand why foreign phones sometimes don't ring. They don't go boop. They don't do that. And it still says it's ringing. Spain, come on, don't let us down. Come on, Spain. What is with... You know, that's why America's the best. Oh my God. We called the Yum Opium Den. Dim.
Give me some.
Hi.
Dim.
What
I agree.
What is this?
All right, whatever. That guy, that was not interesting. No. All right, we have one more place we can call.
Come on, Spain, don't let us down.
The Hotel High-Tech Clipper.
Hotel.
What is it? What is it?
It's a hotel.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they'll answer.
It's a Hotel High-Tech Clipper, which means that it's probably a car rental place.
What?
It says miscellaneous error. I don't know miscellaneous error. It's okay, I'm calling back again, apparently. Apparently the phone system died a little bit. There it goes. That's the noise we like. We don't have to be quiet. They can't hear us. Oh, my God. American rang. Oh, crap. We're being transferred. They finally figured it out.
Now no one answers.
It sounds like a tornado siren. Awesome. Smoke alarm.
Come on. Woo. You know what it is? This is in our office. We called the desk, and now we're being transferred somewhere inside the hotel.
Hola. ¿Se habla inglés?
What the frick?
Oh, yeah,
dude.
Did they seriously hang up?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Wow.
What is with that?
Because no one likes America.
What if we called like a room?
Seriously, what is
we're,
the deal?
Like, sleeping or something.
What is the deal?
Wow.
What happened there?
You know, that is a really good idea. If you can get through to a hotel again, you need to ask them to connect you to a room number.
All Lucas said hola and then English and then they hung up. Like, we do not like English here. We are Spaniards.
Is that how they speak?
Stupid. Whitney, what's wrong with your country?
It ain't my country.
You came from there eventually, so.
Actually, you know. No. That's Malachi's people. My people are the French, because my middle name's French, and so his middle name is
Don't
Spanish.
Try to pawn it off on the French. The French aren't responsible for everything, you know, Whitney. All right, thanks a lot, Spain, for ruining the bit again.
Wow.
This is the bit that's going down in history as the one bit that should be the best bit ever, and it sucks every time because other countries are terrible.
So, people, just to let you know, never travel to Italy or Spain because they all suck.
Don't travel anywhere ever.
I think we should start calling places that aren't hotels and restaurants.
Well, I tried, but I asked Whitney what she wanted, and she said, we should just call hotels and restaurants. Thanks a lot, Whitney.
I said, I don't know, we've been calling that. I didn't know really what
you wanted.
But
they haven't been working at all.
Well, then what would be some suggestions that we should call? Someone's house? Ask for Midway or whatever their names are?
Exactly.
Who would we call?
Manuel.
I don't know. You can call hospitals. That
yeah, let's call hospitals.
Oh, I'm on emergency. I am on Senora Street.
Then they wouldn't want to book Lucas for mental problems.
Yes, exactly.
That would be great.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. And we will come back with something awesome. The news, the TV shows, the movies, the billboards, and some new chipmunks.
Woo-hoo.
So we will be right back after this. How's everybody doing today? Hope you're doing all right. You can call us anytime you want. 201-793-SHOW. 201-793-7469 is the number if you don't have letters on your numbers. And you can email us at theshow@duo.com. And that's DEWOH. If you want to watch us live right now via streaming video, you certainly can. DEWOH.com/theshow/live is where you can get that. Hello to everyone watching live. And we do the show at 2 o'clock Central Time every Saturday. Except for on very rare Saturdays where, you don't. But if you go to that URL, you see the next scheduled broadcast time whenever we do it. Now!
Lucas, you frighten me with your dances.
I'll just turn off the music.
Aww.
And then it's gone forever. And then you
crushed his hopes and dreams of becoming a dancer on MTV.
I know.
Lucas, please just stop.
He's freaking everybody out right now. Okay, so
I can't hear myself.
Let's get started with the entertainment news.
All right, check
because
it out.
Your news. There's not very much entertainment news this week. It's actually kind of it's slightly sad actually how little entertainment news there actually is. I only have two stories plus a few that I'm gonna get off Billboard.com, which also only has like two stories that I really like. And basically, here's the gist of it. Saw 4 comes out next weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it'll finally be the last movie of the series.
Because they just write right here, Saw 4 and 5 may be shot back to back.
Wow.
They may also...
They mean 5 and 6.
Yeah, that's what I meant. 5 and 6 may be shot back to back.
What the F?
And the beauty of it, Matthew, you cannot say that. And by the way, the beauty of this is that they may skip a year next year to build hype for Saw 5.
What?
Yeah. So the real question is, are you ready for the Saw franchise to end? Or do you want to keep seeing it every year? Or you want them to take a year off?
The first one.
They all suck.
The first one was the only one. The only reason it was okay is because it was kind of new.
Yeah.
Even though they stole a lot of ideas from other horror films, it was kind of a new concept. But they just keep making them worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of scared of the guy who plays Jigsaw in the movies. He plays Jigsaw in every movie.
And
I'm kind of scared that he might actually turn into Jigsaw one of these days.
That would be a creepy role to play. That's for sure.
Sorry, I just made a Jigsaw face.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, also, Wolverine is a movie that was coming out next year, maybe 2009. Oh, yeah, Wolverine. May 1st, 2009. Wolverine, it's basically a prologue movie about Wolverine. And they finally got the official name. It's now called X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Is it going to have Hugh Jackman in it?
It certainly is. And they also plan on making...
So hot.
They also plan on making X-Men Origins Magneto.
Ooh, that's intriguing.
And then it will also star Ian McKellen, and it'll use the same effect type that they used at the beginning of X3 when they made Bald Dude, whatever his name is. Gosh, I cannot think of their names. I just had a serious brain fart.
Xavier Bald Dude.
Anyway, on the music news here, T-Pain, he says he's busy with production, his label, and his touring.
Production.
What a jerk. Okay? He's like, oh, I'm so busy. Apparently his new label, Nappy Boy, is not really a label, by the way. They're just going to do online-only stuff, but he wants to promote it. And it says, Nappy Boy is T-Pain's brand and umbrella label, says his manager, Michael Blumstein. Always get a Jew, by the way. The label will be a full-fledged indie label with PR, promo, and everything else a physical label has, but it will never go physical. You'll never see an album in retail stores.
I really don't understand
What's the point of that?
So he can have that imprint on his label, so it makes it look, I released my own CD, because he still has 4 CDs left with Interscope. So, or not Interscope, Jive. He still has 4 CDs left with Jive. Apparently, right now, he's working on a new line of signature sunglasses with Oakley to awesome. Use the oil can frames that Sarah wears often. And he's produced 4 songs on Usher's new album, and including the possible first single at the time. And he's featured on upcoming songs from Mariah Carey, Jennifer Hudson, and Rick Ross. And he's also co-producing Omarion's next project with Timbaland. So, this dude's making a lot of money.
Why would Timbaland share his glory?
So, you know, and he also says he does not want a tour, but he'll probably be up on the upcoming tour with Kanye West. Amy Winehouse recently was released from being arrested after she got busted with pot.
Yay for her.
Yeah, and it's really funny because one of her songs is You Won't Go to Rehab, and evidently she believes in that very strong. South African star Lucky Dube has been murdered. No one knows who that is, but, you know, congratulations, Lucky Dube.
Congratulations on his death.
I guess. Nos, I don't know how I'm going to cover this, but I feel I should. Nos is going to release an album with the N-word as the title, okay? And it used to be the N-word ending with an A, and now he changed it to the N-word ending with an E-R. And he says, you ain't got no visit worrying about what the word blank is or acting like you know what my album is about without talking to me. So apparently he feels very strongly about naming his album that way.
I just feel sorry for all the white people that are going to try to attempt to buy his album.
Yeah. I mean, I was talking about with Whitney this morning about how people are going to hide it to their chest because they don't want to be seen. White people especially are going to be seen with it.
Yeah, and like in their car, they're going to have to turn it down. Like way down.
Way down. Are you listening to Nos over there? Nope, this is George Strait. George Strait over here. Now, I always find it funny. I don't know who this guy is. C-Murder?
Wow.
He's apparently a rapper. But I always find it funny that people, rappers with murder in their name when they get tried for murder.
Yeah.
It doesn't really seem to help their case, but apparently he's going to be retried for murder. And speaking of lawsuits.
How can he be retried?
I don't know, but that's what it says. Apparently in lawsuits, exactly. In the lawsuit land, T.I. was arrested right before the BET Music Awards for trying to buy machine guns from people.
Wow. That is awesome.
It says, an arrest came as he took delivery of 3 machine guns and 2 silencers that a bodyguard purchased on his behalf. Now, basically, the bodyguard was buying them from an undercover cop, and he got arrested right before he was to perform on the BET Music Awards.
Wow.
Apparently, T.I. pleaded not guilty to a trio of illegal weapons charges. They apparently raided his home and found a whole bunch more of illegal machine guns and stuff.
Sucks.
So, good luck to you, T.I. I hope everything goes well for you.
Yes.
Now, celebrity will be fine, I'm sure.
I don't know. Rappers usually don't get the same treatment.
Nope.
So
they're black.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Racist.
Okay, now on to TV.
Wait, it is.
Anybody watch any new TV shows this week? I haven't watched any new TV
shows
because I'm out of space on my hard drive. Sarah watched
Gossip Girl and America's Next Top Model.
Okay. Anybody else watch? Did anyone watch the newest Office last
week?
I
missed The Office. Thanks
I did
to Colton.
I've been watching the second season of Heroes.
Okay, yeah, we can talk about Heroes too. We've been watching that. So Heroes, did you watch The Office? No, you missed it.
No.
And Gossip Girl and Heroes. I mean, not Heroes.
What about Chuck?
I was distracted. Chuck. Oh, yeah, Chuck is great. Chuck is still
distracted.
Great. She's just as great as everything.
It is.
Chuck is pretty much the best show on TV right now.
Should we
go ahead and talk about Gossip Girl so we can bring the conversation back
Gossip
up after
Girl.
It sucks.
It's the fourth one came out this week, and it's excellent. Everybody should know that S and Lonely Boy got their first kiss.
Woohoo, big deal.
They made out for like a really long time, and there was even like a break where they flashed to another scene, and then they came back and they were still kissing on the streets of New York. It was very romantic, so we've all been waiting our life for.
Yeah, I've been waiting my life for that
my
moment.
My whole life for that moment. I know you have. And
in
America's Next Top Model.
Man, it's hot in here.
Take off your clothes.
I feel like my pants are on fire.
In America's Next Top Model, there's another cut. And it was basically to be expected. Nobody super cool has gotten cut yet, which
That's
makes
good.
Me happy. They did a really fun one where they were all on top of a building, and there's inevitably a girl that's scared of heights, and so she started crying quite a bit. And they had to dress up as, like, fashion gargoyles, which I didn't really understand.
Fashion gargoyles?
Fashion gargoyles. I just think they keep having to make them weirder
I'm playing
and weirder.
The snoring sound effect.
Oh, thank you. So I'm done. That's it. I said I was done, and that's it. I'll throw something at your face. My fist. Chuck Norris will punch
okay,
you.
Okay, on Heroes. Heroes progressed probably as much as it should have in the first episode this week. Basically, Siler apparently got off the Lost Island and is now laying in a street of Mexico somehow. Interesting. He said the word golly.
Golly.
That was hilarious.
And what else happened?
He killed someone. He killed the white guy.
Yeah,
he said golly.
Oh, yeah, and he killed the guy that was in jail with him. Yeah.
Seth's the one that figured out that the car that the Mexicans are riding in was the one that Claire lost. That
and
was cool.
And see, that's cool. That's the kind of stuff that Lost is good for. And see, that kind of stuff should be more in Heroes, but it's not. It's more dumb. And then, like, what else happened that was really interesting? I'm trying desperately to think of something cool. Oh, the new cousin of Micah has a power. She can duplicate anything she sees.
Which would be so cool to have.
Yes, that's pretty neat. But they spent the entire episode introducing it, and at the very end, they finally showed it in in use. So we'll see if that actually matters at all at the end of next episode. And
how old is she supposed to be?
I don't know. She's old enough to go to college. She's probably
she's
in her lower 20s.
Years old.
Probably in her lower 20s.
Why does she look like she's 14?
Why do you look like you're 14?
Shut up.
Because the show isn't even in the top 20 on the ratings, so they can't really afford big names.
Really?
Yeah.
Wasn't it so good last year though?
No.
Really?
It was really bad, but they got all the iTunes sales. So ha ha ha.
That's funny.
Ha 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 to UMBC.
Nobody even liked it last year.
Well, they did. They just didn't like it as much as everything else. So, you know.
That's weird.
Yeah. Okay. And then.
Heroes.
And then apparently, The Office was funny. I didn't. No one in here watched it.
Nope.
And no one watched 30 Rock either.
I'm trying to remember something.
And that's about it.
Happened,
so I guess that's it for the TV talk.
But
we really need to start assigning TV shows for everyone to watch.
Well, yeah, but the problem is that we can't always watch them. Like I was hoping that people would actually watch the shows. Well, we watch Heroes, though. Heroes we watch in HD.
We need people to watch the other shows we don't watch, like
television.
The Office, 30 Rock.
Yeah. But usually, if we buckle down, we could watch them online.
We didn't talk about Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck was good. There's not really much to talk about in Chuck. I turned your microphone off, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
People could still hear me, though.
No, they couldn't.
Matthew's
nope.
texting
no,
his girlfriend and ignoring
you turned me
us
down
all.
Like that low.
I turned you down all the way.
No,
I turned you down like this.
No,
can anyone hear Lucas right now?
Huh?
No, I don't.
I did. I turned you all the way off.
Why?
Because I don't want you humming in the background.
Something like that.
Okay. Now, let's move on to the Billboard Top 5 albums. Now, the Billboard Top 5 albums this week, I actually don't have all the songs because the number one person doesn't like to have his songs on iTunes. So I don't purchase his songs, and I don't play them on the air. So there you go. But number five this week is still Matchbox 20. Whitney likes this song.
I like Matchbox 20.
It's pretty hoppy.
Yeah, and it doesn't sound much like Matchbox 20 used to sound.
No, it doesn't. It's a completely different upbeat type thing.
But maybe their other songs in their album are like the old.
I like the old
stuff.
Yeah,
me too. And then debuting at number four this week is Leanne Rimes. Mama said idle hands are, you don't like this, Whitney? Don't you all remember when? Don't you remember when Leanne Rimes was like the biggest thing because she was like 14 and like was the best artist ever?
I remember that. She's like 40 now.
She's probably in her 20s now.
Just kidding. I think it was Family Guy. Was it Leanne Rimes or was it the other girl? And they changed her into Ricky Martin on that episode.
I have no idea.
I forget.
That's fun.
And then number three this week is Rascal Flatts. They dropped down one level. Everybody loves Rascal Flatts, especially people at Lucas's school. Mm-hmm. And then number two this week is Bruce Springsteen's Magic. Yeah. What was that, Sarah?
It's country week, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think Bruce Springsteen is in country. It's more like 80s rock.
Well, it sounds like country to me.
Sounds really
and
then
number
crappy.
One is Kid Rock, Rock and Roll Jesus. Didn't put his album online, so haha.
My name is Kid.
Has anyone heard that song?
No.
I bet it sounds something like this. Because that's what Kid Rock sounds
like. Wow,
to me.
There's like no rap.
Boom, Junk the Boogie.
Was he the one that was married to Pamela Anderson?
Yes, he was. He was the one that married Pamela Anderson. Okay, number five. For some reason, this is back in the top five. Colby Calais, Bubbly. It's pushed Britney Spears off. So
thank God.
I guess she has some power. Number four. I wondered when this was going to get into the top five. I was just waiting for it. Up for number eight. Alicia Keys, No One. She's going to be in the Chipmunks later. It's the funniest and probably the best Chipmunk we've ever done. Number three, up from number four last week, is Apologize by Timbaland.
I love this song.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Still holding out at number two. Kanye West, Stronger.
I'm getting tired of this song.
And for the sixth non-consecutive week at number one. Stupid soldier boy.
Well, about that Apologize song, me and Colton, remember I told you that we did it with AU Technology?
Yeah.
We did it with that, too.
Nice. Yeah.
We're singing that by ourselves without the music.
Nice.
Colton beautiful. Has a beautiful angel-like voice.
Yeah.
It's true. With I said you have a beautiful angel-like voice.
Lyrics.
You're welcome. Okay, now... movies...
Oh, wow.
Movies coming out this week, okay? Movies coming out this week. There's three movies that are coming out this week. And, you know, none of them really look that good. I mean, I could go see a couple of them. But I don't think I'll actually ever go out and see them. The first one is the one that all the ladies want to go see just because it's about vampires.
Yep. 30 days.
It could be about vampires eating penguins, and it would be the best movie ever to the ladies. Oh, no. Vampires and penguins eating Jane Austen. Yeah. Perfect movie right there. I swear to God, Kid Craddock, if you rip that off, I'm going to kill you. Okay. This is 30 Days of Night.
We need you at the station.
Copy that.
Board the windows. Try to hide.
All right.
They're coming.
They? Who are they? I saw them. Vampires, you know?
Vampires don't exist, Jake.
Hey! Put that out.
That's not cool.
That looks like crap.
It looks so good.
Hey, I'm a vampire, so I'm going to move to Alaska where there's 15 residents and then
Seth,
feast on their blood
for
30 days.
You know something really interesting?
What?
In this movie, the vampires decided to instead of make more vampires by biting them, they kill them.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because they don't. Because the vampires are apparently smart and they don't want to make more competition for food.
And it's got Josh Hartnett in it. Josh Hartnett should really try to find better roles.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the cop?
Yes.
All right. I was wondering who that was.
And then another movie coming out this week is Gone Baby Gone. This is Ben Affleck's directorial debut about
and
a kidnapping.
His brother stars
that's
in
right.
It.
About a kidnapping in Boston. Here it is.
Elaine puts her to bed. She goes across to Dottie's. Then she comes home and Amanda is gone.
Who would take my little girl? She never hurt anybody.
A 4-year-old child is on the street.
If we don't catch the abductor by day one, only about 10% are ever solved. This is day three.
Do you know people in the neighborhood who don't talk to the police?
One or two.
We want to hire you to augment the investigation.
I just want my daughter back.
It's all right, we're gonna find her.
You have to promise me.
I promise. You ever investigated an abduction before?
I think Mr. McCready was hoping we could help the neighborhood aspect of this investigation.
Yeah. So, it looks all right, I guess.
It looks like it'd be interesting.
It looks like a more...
At least it doesn't look like Geely, so, you know.
There have been so many movies in the past couple of years that have come out about missing children that it's kind
of
like...
And there's just... There's been a lot of movies that have come out in the last couple of years that have, like... There's too many big-name stars, I think is the problem. Is there's too many people that are famous. And so you think that since you have this person in your movie, it's going to be a big movie.
Yeah.
And, you know... That looks like a good movie, but I don't think I'll go see it. Even though it has Morgan Freeman, you know, in it and people like that. And Rendition, this movie I'm about to play, has Reese Witherspoon and Jake Gyllenhaal and Alan Arkin. And
see, I'd rather see that. Out of all the
and
movies,
and what's that
I think
one guy's name? Whatever his name is. And, you know, it's going to be... It looks good. It's the one I would see out of all of them. But once again, you know, I don't think I'm going to run out and really see it right away. This is Rendition.
Okay, we'll meet you at the airport. I love you.
I love you, too.
Woo! Good night! Excuse me. Amra L. Ibrahim?
Yes?
Sir, we have an emergency message for
what
you.
What is it? Is this my wife? Is she all right? No one has told me why I'm here or what I've done. This is crazy!
My guy at INS assures me that Anwar never entered the United States.
He spent $70 during his flight. He was on that plane, Alan.
Year, NSA has been tracking calls from your guy, Il Ibrahim.
CIA calls it rendition. Basically, the government has authorized the transfer of anyone they think might be a terrorist to prisons outside of the U.S.
So it looks interesting.
See, that does look a lot more interesting to me than the other ones, kind of.
Does it look more interesting to you than 30 Days of Crap?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, just wondering.
Yeah.
Yeah. Movies.
I'm not lying. I love vampires, but sometimes our movies suck.
Yep.
Yeah, literally.
Well, which one is good? Which one's good?
Underworld is good.
Okay. Right. All right, movies.
The Vampire is good. That's so old, though.
Movies coming out next week. There's two good movies coming out. The first one is Saw 4. The deaths of Jigsaw and his apprentice Amanda ensnared Detective Hoffman, SWAT Commander Rigg, and FBI Agent Strom and Perez in the grisly details of the killer's final game. So basically, it's Saw 1 and Saw 2 and Saw 3.
Yep.
It's the exact same thing.
Put into exactly.
And you can
movie.
if you miss this one, you can probably catch up on it with Saw 5 or Saw 6. So there you go. A new movie with Steve Carell also comes out next week called Dan in Real Life.
Oh, I want to see this so bad.
While advice columnist and single dad Dan Burns attends his family reunion, he meets and falls for Beth, a funny, smart, beautiful woman who just happens to be in a relationship with his brother, Dane Cook. I think it's funny that Dane Cook's in this movie. Yeah. I just wanted to say Dean Cook. But
Dean Cook
from the 1940s. So, everybody that's named Dean was born in the 1940s.
Okay.
It's the way life works. All right. Well, we're ready for the Chipmunks.
Chipmunks.
Now, the Chipmunks this week are going to be funny because I have a new song, a song that is, well, it's new on the charts this week, and then a song that will soon be on the charts, and then one that I'm kind of wondering why it hasn't been in the top five, but it didn't make it. The first one I'm going to play is Rihanna. Hate That I Love You. This one has Neo in it, this song.
How did I know she was going to say that?
Ow. So that's that. Here it is. It's Chipmunks.
That is beautiful.
Listen to Neo in the background. He kind of sounds just like Rihanna.
Yeah.
Now, this one will soon be on the charts. Chris Brown featuring T-Pain, Kiss Kiss. Here it is with Chipmunks. What's going on?
He's playing with his phone.
No, it's not Matthew. Colton's phone rang.
Yeah, oh. Good. Okay, that's fine. We can't hear it.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, I love it. Now, probably the highest pitched chipmunk ever.
Oh, gosh. No one.
Alicia Keys.
Oh, no.
Everybody, take your glasses off right now. Here we go.
No one. Wow.
right.
Wow.
That's I think weird. Justin could beat that.
I don't think so.
That is the highest pitched chipmunk I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, that's you should hear a chipmunk when you take its nuts away from it.
Oh my god.
That was a beautiful double entendre.
Yes, it was.
All right, well, we're ready to take a break then, I guess. We'll be back with Sarah's new movie game. Woo. And I didn't get any reader letters this week because I forgot.
Aww.
Thank you, Lucas. But so that'll be, we'll read a double helping next week. And then, so basically, we're going to come back with Sarah's game and then we'll be done. Woo. So we will be back in just a second. All right, everybody, welcome back to the show.
I always see the laugh and mic's off.
Yeah, straight to the bank. 201-793-SHOW, 201-793-7469. Phone number will be working next week, I promise. I paid the pill today, right. It takes like a day to actually get to activate.
We're going to try to get an exorcist for Matthew.
Yes,
because
he's evil. You can email us at theshow@duo.com and send us your reader letters, which I will read on the air every week, but this week because I'm dumb and forgot this week for some reason. So we're just gonna, I guess, skip the reader letters. Here, let me probably summarize for them. Matthew is weird. Sarah and Whitney are beautiful. Lucas is hot. Colby is awesome. And no one ever writes anything about me. So that's how it happens. But so let's just move right on to Sarah's movie
Who
cool game.
Who said
here.
It?
This is, go ahead and explain the rules to this,
okay.
Sarah, since it's a little bit different than the
this
last time we did it.
This is gonna be a little bit different than the last time. I'm gonna read you guys a quote. If you could tell me the name of the movie the quote is from, you get 1 point. If you could tell me the name of the movie and the person who said it, you get 2 points.
What about four?
And I'm not talking about actors. I'm talking about the name of the character in the movie. Is everyone clear?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
2 points if you can say who said it and what movie it's in. All right? Matthew, I need you to have a seat. You're distracting me.
What about if we can
name
the actor?
If you can name the actor, too, then you get no
Kudos
points, but you
here.
Can be smart.
Okay. We'll have to worry about that with Lucas, then.
We'll start with Whitney.
Burn.
Is this how it works? I'm going to go around the room.
You always start with Whitney.
Because she's right next to me.
Okay.
We're going to go around the room. If Whitney doesn't get it, it'll pass along to everybody else.
So just like the last time we played this?
Yes, exactly like playing. Okay, ready?
Colby, you're going down.
No, she can't see it.
No
one will see the computer but me. That's because you're behind me. She's on the side.
I'm slanted.
Do you want me to?
What just happened?
I purposely slanted.
What just happened? Matthew, your thing just freaked out and it closed.
Oh, great.
Matthew has dropped his laptop on the asphalt outside from, 4 feet up.
That's pretty excellent.
So his computer likes to die a lot.
It's a little confused. That's weird. Why did it do that?
Your mom's bipolar.
I don't know.
Technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Okay. Okay.
Let me take this time to remind you that this show is sponsored by Chuck Norris.
He put my email in the trash. Oh, he put it in the trash.
What a jerk.
Okay. All right, Whitney. For you. Here's the quote. This has got two people in it, so if you can name both of the people that say this quote, you get 3 points.
Oh, yes.
Congratulations.
All right. I love your curly hair. It's great. Do you use product or anything? No, I use Jew, it's called.
Isn't that from Knocked Up?
Yes, it is. 1 point. Can you say you said it?
I forget the characters' names.
Okay.
I completely forget.
All right, and Whitney just gets 1 point. It's Allison and Ben is the name of the two.
Do you want me to
characters.
Keep score for you?
I'll keep it on your desk. It's all good.
I think
for
it'd
us.
Probably be easier if I kept score
okay,
for
you. Okay, fine.
You
do that.
You know.
All right, Whitney's got 1 point then.
Okay.
Colby.
Yeah.
This one's. Okay. Fasten your condoms. Seatbelts. I mean, seatbelts.
Oh, I know what this is from.
I don't know.
Lucas, do you know?
No.
I have no idea either.
Matthew?
I don't know.
Whitney?
Father of the Bride.
Good job. Whitney
wow,
gets
that's
2 points.
George,
who said it.
Yes, that's it. Whitney gets 2 points.
That's right.
Whitney's officially in the lead.
Father of the Bride.
Whitney was officially in the lead last time.
Well,
I cannot see.
She's
Sarah,
more
Sarah,
in the lead.
Good thing I've never seen that movie or I would never would have guessed.
I know. You should watch old school movies more often. All right, Lucas, your turn.
Yes, ma'am.
Seth will probably get this one if you don't. I have to say this is being translated with a Swahili phrase book. That might help you out a little bit. Pardon me, girls. I know you're feeling pretty hey sailor up here about now, but if you just let me order a bowl of fried clams, we can all have smallpox tomorrow morning. This is also old school, and it's being translated from Swahili. Someone's trying to speak Swahili when they're saying this.
Oh,
and they butcher
it.
No.
I have no idea.
Oh, you're going to be sad when you find out what it is. Do you know, Matthew?
I remember everything I see.
No.
Sir, you know, you picked Grandma's terrible ones.
I did not. It's George of the Jungle.
Aw, oh, dang it.
I know you guys have all seen that movie, especially Lucas, since he watched it every day of his childhood. So sad and depressed.
Can you hear me?
No. What'd you say?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, we can hear you. Okay. I thought you said, did you hear me? And I said, no, because I didn't.
All right, Seth.
And then you looked at me like, we're not! Devil! Yes.
All right, here's yours. You made me bleed my own... No one makes me bleed my own blood.
I know.
That's from Dodgeball.
Okay.
And it's Ben Stiller's character. Let me think of his name real quick.
Matthew's cheating.
This way.
I want to say White.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
White. What's his last name?
White Goodman. Goodman. Goodman.
It was good enough. Good job, Seth. You get 2 points. All right, Matthew. It's your turn. This is another old school movie. I can't do all the new ones. You guys get them. It wouldn't be a competition. All right, Matthew, here's your turn. The house is so full of people, it makes me sick. When I grow up and get married, I'm living alone.
Home Alone?
Good job. Who says it?
The McAllister kid, the one who's...
It's not McAllister, it's McCulkin.
Whatever. The young little shrimp.
Macaulay McAllister.
Yes, what's his name?
Kevin?
Good job.
Good job, Matthew. I applaud for you. That was all pretty right. Amazing. I wouldn't remember. I didn't remember his
Whitney,
name.
Whitney, it's your turn. Yes. Are you keeping score?
Yes.
Okay. No. You can't play because you can see, God, obviously. Mm-hmm. All right, Whitney, it's your turn. She never sleeps.
I know.
She never sleeps.
Oh, come on. Shimon!
Do you know?
I don't.
Okay,
it's been 10 seconds next.
Nope.
All right, wait, answer me this one question.
No.
No. Is it
answer
an older
me
movie?
These questions 30.
Is it from an older movie?
No.
It's older than yesterday.
Okay. It's from a scary movie, right?
What was the quote?
Is it my turn yet?
She never sleeps.
It's been 10 seconds.
Yeah,
is it
it's
my
your
turn?
Turn.
It's from The Ring.
I was
who
gonna
says
say
it?
That.
The little kid.
What's his name?
Oh, frick, what is his name?
I was going to say that.
You know his mommy's name.
Yeah, Rachel. But I always call him the Damien kid because that's the kid from The Omen, but I don't remember his name. Scott.
No. Good try. It's Aiden.
Oh, that's right.
Good try, but you get an extra point.
I've never seen
The Ring. You've never seen The Ring? Oh, that's so sad. All right.
I was going to say The Ring.
Colby, it is your turn.
All right.
Scott.
No, this
was his turn.
This is another old...
Because
it was Whitney's turn last time.
I was never scared of watching The Ring.
No, we
no,
didn't.
I never
Matthew.
Matthew. You got the Home Alone.
You go back around.
Lucas,
he doesn't understand.
Lucas,
just trust us. We're doing it right. We're doing
Colby,
it right.
Colby, this is another old school one. I apologize. Right. You keep getting the harder ones. Sala, I said no camels. That's 5 camels. Can't you count?
What? God, I have no
Indiana
idea.
Jones.
Well, did you know what it was?
He said he had no idea.
Okay, good. Is it Indiana Jones? Which one?
Oh, I know his name. It's the guy who is in another movies. And stuff.
Lucas, which Indiana Jones? There's 3 of them.
Oh, he's the one where he's in Cairo. The last one.
Well, that's part of it. The last
crusade.
Good job.
You know, who's the character?
Who said it?
Oh, what's his name? I love that guy. He's awesome.
What's his name? I love that guy. He's awesome. It's probably not his name.
It's like...
Exactly.
It starts with like something. I don't know.
It's, all right.
Abu,
you give it up.
Abu Akbar.
It's Indiana Jones. Who
Indiana
said
Jones?
It? Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, you probably would like that guy.
All right.
He's the main character.
All right.
Got
Lucas,
1 point.
It's your turn.
You're not
now,
doing
guys.
As bad as Colby.
I know you're not. Okay. Seth looked
Wait,
probably.
Does that mean I get 2 points?
No,
you get
just one.
One.
You didn't guess who said it.
I guess which
okay.
one it was.
No, that doesn't count. Panda Watch. The mood is tense. I've been on some
is
serious.
Who's this for?
Lucas. Serious reports, but nothing quite like this. Ching King is inside right now. I tried to get an interview with him, but they said, no, you can't do that. He's a live bear. He will literally rip your face off.
Oh.
Come on, Lucas.
Lucas, if you do not
you
can't
get this. I even know this.
Wait, say it again.
Panda Watch. The mood is tense. I've been on some serious reports, but nothing quite like this. Ching King is inside right now. I tried to get an interview with him, but they said, no, you can't do that. He's a live bear. He will literally rip your face off.
Five.
Four.
I do not know.
Three.
Two.
It's from Anchorman.
Yes. I don't know. Name of the movie, please?
Anchorman, the Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, so who said it?
It's Luke Wilson's character, right?
What's his name?
Does Luke Wilson's character ever get a name?
Yes.
Yeah.
When?
In the introduction.
At the very beginning. It's
I have no idea.
Brian Fantana.
Good job. Yes.
Oh, then it's not Luke Wilson's character then.
Brian Fantana
is not played by Luke Wilson.
Well, that's who the quote is.
Okay.
Brian
that's cool.
Fantana is, yeah.
I still get 1 point. I'm in the lead now, by the way, Whitney.
Whoa.
All right. Matthew. Seth.
My mic.
Seth, this is your turn.
Stuff.
Okay, all right, Seth, it's your turn.
Okay.
You look like a cholo dressed up for Easter.
Knocked up.
Yes.
Totally just
awesome. Now who said it? That's
I don't know. I'm still bedazzled by the fact that I just said knocked up and got it right. Crap, what did you say that guy's name was? Scott.
No, it's Pete. Good try.
Scott is right.
All right, Matthew, it's your turn.
By the way, I'm winning by like 3 points right now.
All right, y'all gotta catch up. All right, Matthew, it's your turn. As the sound of the playgrounds faded, the despair set in. Very odd what happens in a world without children's voices.
Oh, Seth knows this one.
Children of men.
Good job. Now, who said it?
Ding, 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 ding. Matt is now tied with Whitney.
Who said it?
Scrotum.
It's really hard to remember the characters' names.
Yeah, it's...
Like, I don't remember the character's name.
Good job. What's her name?
Annette.
It's a Jew name.
Annette.
Miriam, good try. All right.
That's a Jew name?
Yes.
Oh.
It's in the Bible that makes it a Jew name to me.
Oh, okay.
Does that mean Jesus is a Jew name?
So Xerxes is a Jew name? Because it's in the
yes,
Bible?
Yes, it is. Now shut up. Don't question
about,
me. All right,
what
Whitney.
About job? What about
Whitney,
job?
It's your turn. All right. Men see things in a box and women see them in a round room.
Ow. Ooh, I should know this one.
You should know this one.
Ow.
Seth owns this film.
Four, owns it.
Three.
Is it Hitch?
Two.
Nope.
I don't
Colby,
know.
Do you know? Nope. Lucas, do you know? Men see things in a box. Women see them in a round room.
From now on, no more repeats.
All right.
I'm just going to go on to get ledge and say Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Aqua Teen, yes.
No.
Correct.
Seth.
I should really know this.
You really should.
Like, I can see it in my brain, them saying it, but I can't remember what movie it is.
You can see it in its brain.
I don't remember the name of it.
Matthew?
Stranger Than Fiction.
Oh. No.
Elizabeth Town, and it was Claire that said
it. That's right.
I have not seen it in such a long time.
I knew that.
Okay.
I would like to rewind time.
No. All right, Colby, it's your turn. Yeah, I got the Holy Spirit. Get on it.
Okay,
it's
I know
a good train.
Oh, come on, Colby. You're letting this all down.
Yeah, I just, no.
You're the only one with no points, Colby. You're letting this all down.
Oh, I know.
I don't know.
All right, what is it, Lucas?
Italian job?
Good job. Now, who said it?
Never seen it.
Napster guy.
That's right.
Napster guy.
No, that's his name in the movie, the Napster.
Okay.
That's acceptable.
His name is actually Lyle, but that's okay.
Yeah, but that's what he's called halfway through the movie, is the Napster.
So you do get the point.
I'm still in the lead.
I got 3 points.
I know. Lucas, it's your turn again. You could get some more points right here.
You could tie me.
All right. Well, keep your chin up. There's someone out there for everybody. You know, in some cases, there are two someones for one person. I like to call that the jackpot.
Oh,
I'm his helper.
I should know this too.
No,
you cannot
help
him.
You can't
help him. If you help him, I'm taking away three of his points.
Sweet.
No.
Let me tell. Lucas has to lose.
All right.
Next.
Good morning, 10 seconds. Seth.
Five.
Come on. Four, three, two, one.
Scott.
No. Matthew, do you know?
You
I'm going to take a wild Wedding Crushers.
No, it was a good guess, though, because the character who said it was in that movie, too. Whitney?
Oh, Dodgeball.
Yes, good job.
Peter.
Yes, Peter LaFleur.
Yes.
Good job. Vince Vaughn said it, and he wasn't Wedding
Crushers.
That's
right.
So what was the quote again?
Doso
well,
points
keep your chin up.
Me.
There's someone out there for everybody.
All right, next.
Doso
all
points
right.
for me.
Seth?
Oh, sweet.
No, not your turn.
Yes. It
was
Lucas's last.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Rip me off.
Okay, you're not going to get this one. I'm sorry.
Oh, great. Then go to another one.
I don't know if...
You love me.
Okay, I'll give you this one.
Yes.
I don't think you'll get this one either, but we'll see.
Great. Thanks for the help.
This might be a little easier. Ted Nugent called. He wants his shirt back.
Oh, man. I should know this one.
You should.
Oh,
you
man.
Really, really, oh, really
it.
Should.
Scott.
No.
I have no idea.
Matthew.
Abraham Lincoln. George Washington.
Ted Nugent called. He wants his shirt back.
I know.
Five.
Dang it.
Four. Three.
Two.
Two.
One. Ready?
I have no idea, but I know the quote.
Colby?
Just Friends? Nope. I don't know.
Good
oh,
try.
Oh, no, no, no. It's just...
Yes, that movie.
Anchorman?
No. Seth, it's like your favorite movie, almost. It's like...
I know
it's... The Italian Job.
Oh, the Red October.
It's not. Is it from Ocean's 12 or 11 or 13?
Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
And the character says it is Danny as he is leaving.
That's right. I remember that.
He goes to pick him up from the jail.
That's the one I haven't seen in a long time.
Yep. Okay. Matthew, it's your turn.
Okay.
I'm in this office to lead, not to read.
I know what this one is. Matthew.
I love that line.
Come on, Matthew.
I could say it better, but I won't.
Darn it.
4, 3, 2.
Whitney?
I have no idea.
Colby?
Simpsons movie.
Yes, good job.
Who said it?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Good job.
Yay, Colby has 2 points.
Thank God.
I need this office to be, not to
okay.
read.
Okay, Whitney,
turn.
It's your turn. Ooh. Oh, no, wait, this is the tiebreaker because it's gone all the way back
okay,
around.
Okay, then
now.
We'll just shout this one out.
Okay.
It doesn't matter, I'm going to win anyway.
No one's going to get this one except for maybe Whitney.
Okay.
I'm afraid I can't explain myself, you see, because I'm not myself, you know.
Oh, gosh.
Oh,
I know this.
Effort.
I don't think any of you guys are
know
what this
I know
is.
This.
I did this one as a tiebreaker on purpose.
I know this.
The movie is The Shining.
No.
No. Say it again.
I'm afraid I can't explain myself, you see, because I'm not myself, you know.
We don't know. Tell us what is it.
Oh, I know this.
Chronicles of Narnia.
She's going to get it. I know she is.
The Chronic What Calls of Narnia.
The character who says it.
The Chronic What Calls of Narnia.
Narnia.
Your sister probably enjoys watching it.
Barney.
Which would make it a Disney movie.
You gave it to her too many times. What is it? 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 Sarah, what is it?
I don't remember.
Alice in Wonderland.
Okay.
That's it.
Which is my favorite.
10 seconds ended
Who
like
has the most
40
points?
Seconds ago. I do.
Good job, Seth. You win
I have
again.
5 points. Colby has 2. Lucas has 3. Matt has 3. And Whitney has 3.
Wow, I came
Good
in
job.
Last.
So, congratulations to me.
You've won twice. I
have officially won an award for being the greatest trivia guy
add
ever.
Add my 2 points in.
Right.
For what?
Because I answered your question.
Answer your question.
What question?
The dodgeball one. Vince Vaughn.
Oh, you're right. I didn't add that.
That's right. So we're at a tie.
We are.
Ooh.
All right, Sarah. Well, you got to think of a quote really fast so me and Whitney can, so I can beat Whitney.
I have to think of
quote. I got this one. I got this one. Okay.
Let's just see.
Listen to this. Okay.
It can't be inappropriate.
No. We're waiting.
Monty Python the Holy Grail. But now, what's the character's name, Tard?
Monk number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay.
Wow.
Yep.
Does that one count?
No. Not at all. Let me think of a good one here. I've been looking at them all day. I should know some.
You should. You really should.
It's really sad. They're all in my brain.
Just reuse something.
Let's just wait while Sarah thinks. Here we go.
Can I sing a song?
Sure, why not?
You have to say it really fast. It's the only thing that I kept to mind.
Okay.
New love.
Oh, Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Colon movie film for theaters. Sang by Master Shank. Playing by Dana Snyder.
That was so close. That was so close.
You have a quicker tongue than me.
I do. Keep that in mind. Okay.
Wow. I thought you were allowed to use double entendre.
That wasn't double entendre.
Did you catch the,
Did
double,
you catch
entendre?
The double entendre? Okay.
Oh my God.
Committee Grand Theft Coffee TV.
Wait, what is that you have in your hand?
It's
an ashtray. An ashtray?
We don't want that.
Tractor beams off.
Okay.
Tractor
now,
beams off.
What should we do next? What country should we call next week on the show? Let's decide right now.
Mexico?
Japan.
Instead of Spain?
Holland!
Let's call France. They're nice there.
I said that!
Okay. It's between France. I think we should call France.
Yeah.
Mexico is too much like Spain. So I think we should call France. And then we'll call another Spanish-speaking country in a couple weeks. So France next week is who we're going to call. Come back with some new games. I don't know what games we're going to have.
That'll be awesome.
Be sure to keep sending in your best Halloween prank stories. Because that's currently going on right now.
Exactly.
And that's it for this week's show. So thanks a lot for listening.
Bye.
No. Hasta la
vista. And just to remind everybody before we leave, you know, just want to keep this in everybody's mind.
Here's
a Lucas's apology
song.
The name of this song is Hey There, Sarah. Here it is. Amazing, isn't it?
You're playing it on the wrong key.
Yeah, so...
Welcome.
So on behalf of Matthew, Sarah... Whitney, Colby, Lucas, Colton, who's not on the air, and Eli, who's not on the air, and David Craddock.
Hi.
We will see you next week.
Check out my show on November something.
That was a great plug.